Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Letitia Irwin, North Rockhampton, Queensland.
It's Friday. This weekend's a long one and we're heading off to Stanage. We rush home from school so we can get ready as quick as possible to set off to our favourite holiday place. Mum's upstairs emptying the fridge. While Dad's at the car filling the esky.
Hey, I want this!
With us kids running backwards and forwards, gathering up the few things we need to take for a great time at the bay. Mum's in the best of moods. She always is when we get to go to the bay. Dad says the bay is Mum's getaway, her sanctuary, the place she goes to escape the stresses of the busy world.
Put it in the box! Let's get going!
Our house at the bay is about 100, maybe 150 metres from the beach, and we can do what we want. But it's a small little town. Sure enough, it has its weirdos. But what town doesn't? It's a close-knit town, with everyone sticking their nose in everyone else's business. But that's what makes it so special.
I'm out of here.
We're ready. Finally. The dogs are loaded in the car, along with Mum, patiently waiting for Dad to lock up the house. As we pull out of the driveway and up the road, you can almost see Mum's brain ticking over, checking everything in her head. After about an hour on the bitumen, we hit the dirt. Going over that first grid has everyone up in their seats. The next hour will be spent dodging potholes and cattle, and rolling over about 30 more grids, but we wouldn't have it any other way. A little while ago, we heard they wanted to bitumen the road up to Stanage, but Dad says that would be the worst thing they could do. If they did that, then there would be people coming from everywhere to go up the bay. I just think it would ruin the trip. It wouldn't be the same without the bumpy dirt road. Throughout the trip, our heads hang out the windows, because no matter how many times you travel that long, dusty road, you will always find something new. It's ever-changing, but there are also the things that stay the same. There are the beautiful plains scattered with cattle and kangaroo, and the occasional emu. There are all the dry creeks and the hills, and then there are all the things that make the trip so special, like the stickman, the fork, and who could forget the frog. There isn't an inch of that road that doesn't have a memory. We're passing the frog now. You may say, what is that? Well, it's a large rock, which someone obviously thought looked like a frog, so they decided to paint it like one. Ever since I can remember, we've stopped at the frog for a stretch, or a photo. Next on the agenda is Sean's Creek, closely followed by Grand's Corner. They were so named when my Uncle Sean crashed into one of the trees down at the creek and my grandma forgot how sharp the corner was after it and spun out. Dad reckons you can still see the marks where Uncle Sean hit the tree.
Look, kids, there's the tree that Uncle Sean smashed into.
And it happened about 20 years ago. I reckon he's dreaming, but I play along to keep him amused. Over the last hill, and then we're there. This is when the competition starts. Everyone wants to be the first to see the water.
I can see the sea!
Sometimes it's hard to tell where the sky ends and the sea begins. It's the most beautiful part of the trip. At last, we conquer the final grid. The sign, Welcome to Stanage Bay, warms our hearts. The bay has become a part of us. Its stunning beaches, the adventures we've had, and the memories we've made will stick with us forever. It's important to appreciate it while we have it, because in another 10 years, it might all be gone. Over the years, more and more people will be awakened to the splendour of Stanage, and it will no longer be our small rural town by the sea.
Haywire.